بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard the 27th juz of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Again, there are so many verses that we could discuss, but in this few minutes that we have, inshallah, we just select a few verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, then run towards Allah. The word fafirru, the word firru, firru in Arabic is a command. Farra in Arabic means to run. To run with great speed. To flee. Like somebody is being chased. So he's running away from danger to safety. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, after Allah ta'ala has spoken about the skies, how well he has built it, and the earth, how Allah ta'ala has spread it, and Allah ta'ala has created pairs from everything that he has created, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that escape and run and flee and seek refuge in Allah. And it is obvious who we are running away from. From shaitan. From the ploys of shaitan. From the attacks of shaitan. So Allah says, run towards Allah. With all your might. And this is again another recipe for the month of Ramadan. We had mentioned in Jummah today few tips to assist us after the month of Ramadan. Istiqamat, and how we should have steadfastness. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when we are faced with a problem and a person is caught, it's nafs and shaitan, they have cornered him. So where does he escape? Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, when he was cornered, Zulaykha had him in the last room and every other door was locked of the palace or the, wherever they were. And she had locked every door. And there was absolutely no means and no chance of him escaping because the door was locked from outside. How is he going to come out? But he still made every endeavor. He said, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, I seek Allah's protection. So he ran, he escaped from her ploys and he rushed towards Allah. So he did what was within his capability and he sought refuge in Allah. And as he came by the door, Allah Ta'ala unlocked each door. So whatever this condition is, when a person is all alone and the temptation comes very strong, extremely strong, nobody else is at home, you're all alone, and then nafs and shaitan start. And you're so tempted and you say no, and again nafs and shaitan. And it's a tussle. And this tussle is lifelong. It's a lifelong combating nafs and shaitan. It's a lifelong wrestling match. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a solution. Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Don't just walk towards Allah. Run towards Allah. Run towards Allah. And then you see how Allah ta'ala opens all the doors for you. And Allah ta'ala comes to the person's refuge. And Allah ta'ala protects the person. And then further down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the purpose of creating mankind. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and ins and mankind except for my ibadat. Jinn and mankind, both are mukallaf. In other words, they have been given this task and responsibility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, angels are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels don't commit any sins. They do exactly what Allah Ta'ala has commanded them. But Allah Ta'ala has specifically mentioned, and also in Surah Ar-Rahman, Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins. And you find this verse repeating, so beautiful, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah addresses the jinn and man. Which of the favors of your Rabb can you deny? Which of the favors of your Rabb can you deny? None. So Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to worship Him. So He is our ma'bud. We say, لَا مَعْبُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا مَقْصُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah is our objective. He is our aim. He is our ma'bud. We are His worshippers. We are His abd. Abd actually means a slave. He is our master. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each person an innate capacity which we spoke about the other day as fitrat. Every person when he is born, every child has got the seed of iman. So Allah has given each person this innate capacity to believe in Him and to obey Him. And Allah has given us this rationale, an aqal, an intellect to believe in Him and believe in His oneness. But the problem is, there will be some who will not use this rationale and thinking power correctly, and they will still fail to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala save us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have created man, jinn and man. And the purpose of Allah ta'ala's creation is that we worship Allah. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is benefiting in any way. No. We are worshipping Allah and we ourselves are benefiting. In the world we have a master and a slave scenario. And the master, he purchases a slave. The master is very wealthy, very precious slave. And the purpose of having the slave is either for the slave to do some work, and whatever money he gets, then it comes to the master. Slave owns nothing. The money comes to the master. So the slave is working to feed the master. He's providing for the master. Or the master is extremely wealthy, but he is unable to work himself. So he has employed or he has bought the slave who is under his bondage, in his bondage. And this slave now works, and he presents the food for the master from his wealth, and he feeds the master. Allah says, I created man, you are my slave. Ma uridu minhum mir rizq wa ma uridu an yut'imun. I don't need any rosy, any sustenance from you, O man. Unlike the slave of this world, he has to work and provide for the master. Wa ma uridu an yut'imun. I don't need any person to work for me, and then I'm sitting on my throne, and then they come and present food for me. Allah says, I'm free from all those things. We are worshipping Allah for our benefit, for our benefit. And Allah has created for us the Jannah, and Allah has given us His pleasure, and Allah gives us His happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He strengthens this point that rozi comes from Him. He is a source of all sustenance. He does not require any person to provide for him. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. That verily Allah, He is the sole provider. Our rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us intellect, skills, we have power, strength, all from Allah to earn halal and to sustain ourselves. But actually Allah is sustaining us. The power comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides, and He says, ذُلْ قُوَّةَ الْمَتِينَ. Allah has absolute power. Allah is not weak. It is unable to provide for certain of His makhluk. Allah provides for billions of His makhluk. Billions of His makhluk. In fact, all His makhluk, Allah is the one who provides. We have sometimes the da'wah that we give a few hundred people, and so much of preparation goes through, and how much of effort and how much of time, and after that we are tired.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for every single makhluk. We can not even imagine and fathom how those tiny little fish deep down in the sea and how they get their rozi. The different animals and different insects and the birds. The bird leaves its nest in the morning on an empty stomach and comes back with the full stomach. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for all his makhluk. And thereafter, after so many other surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just mentioned one more or two more verses. We had many bayans today, it was Jummah, and everybody is tired also. We should, inshallah, take some rest and make some ibadat, individual ibadat tonight, inshallah. Just a few more important points we'll just share, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the scene of Qiyamah, where He says, you will see believers, the men and women on that day, they would have light. Now, Mufassirin have explained from different ahadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will rise from the qabr, there will be absolute darkness. There will be pitch black. Then believers will be given light and nur. And according to their actions and deeds, like I mentioned this afternoon in Jummah, every amal we have has a nur in it. So depending on the amount of amal salihah they did in this world, according to that, Allah Ta'ala will give them nur. So it is mentioned some people will have nur right till the sky, some people like that of a mountain, some people like the height of a man. Different heights and different types of nur or intensity of nur. And there will be a person who just have that amount of nur on his thumb. So the believers will be given nur. And the nur will be in front of them, guiding them. You go to a place that's absolutely dark, into some dungeon, some cave, you require a torch, you require some light. That little bit of light that you have enables you to find your way through. So on the day of Qiyamah, when a person is running to and fro, he doesn't know where to go, and it's absolutely dark, so Allah Ta'ala gives the believers the light. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. And in another verse, inshallah we'll hear tomorrow night, or the following night, where the believers will see, أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, complete and perfect our nur for us. So Allah Ta'ala will give the believers nur, and through this nur they will be able to see. And Allah Ta'ala gives them glad tidings of Jannat beneath which rivers flow, in which, and they will remain in this Jannat forever and ever. Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the great success. And that is the success all of us are aspiring for. The real, true, ultimate success, the genuine success, is the success of the hereafter when Allah says, you have passed. And Allah gives you the Jannat. When you enter into the Jannat, now you know you have passed. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. The pious ones will be escorted with kindness and softness by the angels into Jannah. And when, as they're still entering, before they could enter Jannah, the doors of Jannah are wide open for them, welcoming them, embracing them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the munafiqin immediately after that. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Initially, according to some traditions, in some ahadith, the munafiqeen, they would also get a little bit of light. Because they also perform salat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also went out in jihad, and they also gave some zakat. But inside, they were not believers. Inside, they had kufr. They pretended to be believers because they were scared in times of war, if the Muslims, if they had to gain victory and they were on the other side, then they'll be defeated. And whenever the Muslims are getting spoils of war, then they can also cash in. So, la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. In essence, they who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they just projected an image that they were with the believers. So, initially they would get. And then suddenly, when the time comes to use that light, it just switches off. It becomes extinguished. So they will see the believers and they will call out to the believers, Unduruna, look at us, give us some of your light. Naqtabis min nurikum, so that we could also derive some light from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قيل, it will be said, ارجعوا وراءكم. Go behind you. Move away. See behind you, search for light behind you. فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. So they will not be allowed to come forward with the believers. They will not be able to share any light of the believers. Because they were hypocrites. They had nifaq in their hearts. They thought that they were fooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right in the beginning, Surah Baqarah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. They thought they could trick Allah and deceive Allah. وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. Allah throws back their mockery at them. So as they look back, suddenly there's a wall between them and the believers, barring them from coming close to the believers. And the inside of the wall is facing them. Or the wall that is facing the believers, the wall, the inside of the wall that is facing the believers, that will be full of rahmat and mercy. وَظَاهِرُ. And the wall that's facing them, the side of the wall, facing the munafiqeen, will be مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. Only عَذَابِ, punishment. And they will shout out to the believers, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Won't we with you? The believers will say, yes, قَالُوا بَلَى. Yes, indeed, you were with us. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ بَتْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You led yourself astray. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. And you awaited for some calamity to come upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers. You always waited that one day Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be defeated and he must be killed and the Muslim must be wiped out. وَرْتَبْتُمْ. You were in doubt, you were in shak all the time. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. False hopes deluded you, deceived you. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah came. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And shaitan deceived you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says today, no amount of ransom will be taken from you. Nothing. Not a single penny that you have will assist you, will help you. مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode is the fire of Jahannam. That is where you will stay. That is where you will reside. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. What an evil abode. May Allah Ta'ala save us. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We have spoken this, discussed this verse many occasions. But again, for ourselves, because we forget. Some Mufassirin say, when the Sahaba were in Medina, in the beginning when they came into Medina, Muhajirin came. Then some Sahaba, because they got some prosperity, some type of wealth, so they were not so steadfast as they ought to be. They slackened a bit, some Sahaba, according to some commentators. So Allah Ta'ala immediately admonished them. And Allah says, has not the time come for the believers, referring to them, that their hearts should become humble, their hearts should become soft, their hearts should become receptive to the Quran, to the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, and what truth Allah Ta'ala has sent down. And they should not be like those people who were given the book, the Yahud and Nasara. They were given the Torah, the Injil, the original scripts. But what happened? There was a period, a long period, a cessation period where no Nabi came to them. And in that interim period, they abandoned the original books and they began to follow their own opinions, their own views. They concocted their own views and their own fatwas, as we say, and their own ways and their own practices, and they led themselves astray. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. See, when a person's heart becomes hard, it's a very serious thing. Because then you're moving away from the zikr of Allah. الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي أَبْعَدْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. A person who's got a hard heart, he is the furthest away from the mercy of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us soft hearts. One that is receptive to the command of Allah, the teachings, waaz, nasihat. We have been taught Quran, hadith, lectures upon lectures. We have so many ulama, scholars teaching us. Our hearts should be receptive like how it is in the month of Ramadan. And when we listen, we have the intention, I must make amal on this. I must become closer to my Allah, I must understand what Allah wants. And I must understand the Quran so that I can bring it into my life. I can teach it to my wife, my children. We must become righteous. We must become pious. We must have this nur on the day of Qiyamah. We mustn't be amongst the hypocrites.
وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Allah says, most of them, they are sinners, they're transgressors.
Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, before becoming a great saint, a great sage, Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi was a robber, a thief. And it is mentioned that one particular day, one particular night, he scaled the wall to chat with his girlfriend. So he had an appointed time. Now he's going to spend the night talking to her and chat with her. There was no WhatsApp that time. No social media. It's the same thing. You're not scaling any walls. You may be in your own room, but Allah Ta'ala save us. So khairi, as he climbs the wall, see, when Allah wants to guide any person, then nobody can stop Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Suddenly, as he scales the wall, he hears the same verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Has not the time dawned for the believers to humble themselves before the dhikr of Allah? When he hears that, he comes down. He becomes afraid. He realizes something has happened. So he does not continue. But what he does, he goes to one remote house. And as he goes there, he overhears some people, some travelers, and they say, it's not safe for us to be in this area. There's a person by the name of Fudayl, and he is a highway robber. And he will attack us, and he'll loot us, and he'll snatch away, take away, steal all our wealth. That was too much for Fudayl bin Iyad. He says, I am such a bad person. The people really know how terrible I am. I'm a thief, I'm a rogue, I'm a bad person. That's when he changes his life. A 360 degree turn. Overnight, he makes sincere tawbah. That is why our mashayikh say, if you read many of these people who were walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose anecdotes we quote, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi, many of them. They were people who were, as we say, sharabi kababi. Living on the bottle and womanizing. But when they made sincere tawbah, again, what is sincere tawbah? They felt terrible, ashamed of this sin, and they removed themselves from that sin. They abandoned that sin. They pushed it away. And they pledged to Allah. And that when they made that pledge, it was 1000% pledge. Not 100%. 1000%. Like how the mashayikh and ulama give, and sahaba give this example. When a person makes sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, then just as a person milks the udders of the cow and the milk comes out, it is impossible to stuff the milk back into the udder. Impossible. It won't go in. Like that, when a person makes sincere tawbah, he's removed himself from the sin. In other words, it's impossible for him to go back to the sin. He makes that type of resoluteness. I'm not going to go back to that sin. Whether it is zina, whether it's masturbation, whether it's stealing, whether it's drugs, whether it's wine, whether it's whatever it is, I am not going to go back. Even if I lose my life, I'm not going to go back. That is Tawbah al-Nasuha. After he became a wali, many other awliya of that time, in fact, he's known as Abidul Haramain, one who make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in the two harams. He left his area, his place, and he went to Makkah. He made hijrat. And he used to cry, And he could not see people wasting their time in idle pursuits, and people laughing and giggling. He saw a group of people laughing, and he began to admonish them and explain to them that what Allah Ta'ala wants. He became a genuine sage and wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We all of us are weak. Nobody is a buzroog and pai. We just have, people give us big names, which I hate, honestly. Hazrat and all those things. Anybody see Hazrat? Say Hazrat Ramad passed away. And all titles after that.
It's not within our control, some people put it. We'll only know there in the hereafter. Hum aise rahe ya ki waise rahe. Waha dekhna hai hum kaise rahe. In this dunya, people will call us and praise us, mashallah. But we'll only know our result there when Allah says, my brother, you have passed. Not my brother, what I mean, my servant, you have passed. That's thalika wal fawzul azim. That will bring the person joy and ecstasy and happiness. Till then, we don't know what's our condition. Ulama, I've mentioned, and in last year also I can remember, I mentioned this, a few amal that I can remember to enable a person to get the nur on the day of qiyamah. One is, Rasulullah mentioned a hadith that give glad tidings of complete nur for that person who walks to the masjid. In other words, the person who frequents the masjid, he comes for his salat to the masjid. بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. They come in the dark hours, Fajr, Isha. So Allah Ta'ala gives them this nur on the day of Qiyamah. Then a person who makes muhafaza, he protects, he safeguards his five times salat. The hadith says he'll also be given nur on the day of Qiyamah. And the one who is negligent with regard to his salat, Allah save us. The person who does not perform his salat, he discards his salat, he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun, Ubay bin Khalaf, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you make hifazat of your five times salat, and then if you safeguard your five times salat, then you will get the special light on the day of Qiyamah. Two I have mentioned so far. The third one, whoever reads Suratul Kahf on a Friday, like we read today, whoever is Surah Kahf on a Friday, then Allah Ta'ala will create nur for him from his feet right till the sky. So much of nur he'll have. And it's easy for us to attain. Then there's another riwayat, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will help him on Pul Sirat, it will bring light for him on Pul Sirat. That's also easy for us to do. Then that person who has become grey in Islam, in other words, become old, he's got white beard, white hair. This white beard, the whiteness, white strand will become nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That is why Nabi Akram mentioned, لَا تَنْتِفُ الشَّيْبِ فَإِنَّهُ نُورُ الْمُسْلِمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Don't pluck out your white strands of hair, because it will be nur for you. There's a torch, light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Then some scholars have even written, after you perform your Hajj and Umrah, when you coming out of Ihram and you have, when you shave your head, your hair, cut your hair, then as those hair fall down, each one is a nur for the person in the day of Qiyamah. Then even some have mentioned, when you pelt the jamrat, that also becomes nur for the person in the day of Qiyamah. So ulama have mentioned various a'mal that will create this nur for the person in the day of Qiyamah. And the important thing is that we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sincere tawbah, and try our level best to do this a'mal saliha. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, today a short dua, and then you make individual dua ibadat, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ومن most beloved Allah become our beloved my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see we are trying, my Allah. But our efforts are too weak, my Allah. Our efforts are too feeble, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we talk about you, we feel such happiness, my Allah. Such serenity and tranquility, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us leave this world without iman, my Allah. Don't make us leave this world without your ma'rifat, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become obedient slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have spoken about the believers in the day of Qiyamah, they'll have noor. Make us amongst those believers, my Allah. Help us to cross Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us when you crossing. When we are crossing Pul Sirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the plains of Qiyamah, assist us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there'll be darkness, my Allah. Every person will be terrified, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us His intercession on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Make us be under your shade when there will be no shade but your shade on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be for us the duration of Qiyamah, that long 50,000 years that has been mentioned in the Quran. Make it for us, Ya Allah, like how quick the Asr Salah takes place. Just few minutes, we must just feel that entire Qiyamah going so quickly for us, man. Ya Allah, otherwise we are doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in this ummah, my Allah. You made us insan. You have commanded us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Ya Allah, we want to make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We want that khushu and khudu in our salat, my Allah. When we see Allahu Akbar, my Allah, we want to enjoy you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we go into ruku and sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to enjoy making sajda to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, because we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that khushu and khudu and concentration in our salat. Give us that ikhlas in our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our salat. Make us be among those who safeguard the salat. Ya Allah, don't make us discard our salat. Don't let any of our namaz become qadha, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan especially, give us more and more and more tawfiq of increasing amal salihah, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members. Ya Allah, our masajid, our madaris, our marakis, my Allah, the entire Muslim ummah, especially our musallis of this masjid, my Allah, and their families, my Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, wherever they're listening, in different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide the ummah now, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah, we're looking for you, we're looking for help. Ya Allah, we are looking for help, my Allah. There is no person who can help us besides you, my Allah. There is no person who can forgive us besides you, my Allah. There is no person who can give us help besides you, my Allah. There is no person who can protect us besides you. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that you are the Mawla of the believers. Wa annal kafirin la Mawla lahum. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that you are the Mawla. You are the protector. You are the guardian of the believers. And the disbelievers have no protector. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Whatever du'as we made from the beginning of Ramadan right till now. Ya Allah, some of us made in Umrah also, my Allah. Ya Allah, at home we made, my Allah. Some are making i'tikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made whilst we were fasting at the time of iftar, at the time of the hajjud, my Allah. All through your father and karam, my Allah. Accept all our du'as, my Allah. All those who requested du'as, answer their du'as. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us towards our akhirat now, my Allah. Make akhirat our goal, my Allah. Make jannat our goal, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to use our dunya for the akhirat, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't make us have greed. Don't make us become extravagant. Don't make us make israf. Don't make us become stingy, my Allah. Help us to share our wealth for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. And all the deceased, my Allah, marhumeen of our family, friends, relatives, my Allah, our mashayikh, our students, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us an easy maut, my Allah. A maut full of, Ya Allah, in the condition of iman. And you must be happy with us, my Allah. You must be pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us an easy maut, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Don't make us go through sakarat, my Allah. Make our maut easy for us. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Grant us baril jannatul baqi. Allah, at least we stand a chance that we have some hopes that we'll be raised in the day of Qiyamah with the people of Baqi and Nabi Akreem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will get intercession from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will intercede on our behalf. Ya Allah, give us the Holy Kuthar water from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Make all of us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. All those requested du'as, my Allah, except all the jais murads. Ya Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, make it be the most excellent days of our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that qurb, my Allah. Give us that qurb, my Allah. Give us that proximity and closeness and bond and attachment to you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas in all these programs that have taken, ya Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Accept it. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين